It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. Happy, happy to be with all of you today. It is May 21st, 2024. It is 11:01 a.m. here in Central Florida, which just started to bring us some rain. That was very unexpected, of course. So I am definitely trying to calm myself to be with you today because I can feel that Gemini energy. So before I forget, I do want to wish Patricia Pomp a happy birthday yesterday, and good morning to you, Patricia. And then, of course, we have a birthday girl in the room, Terry Campbell. Good morning and happy birthday to you. Terry is a 1-2 listen psychic astrologer, and she is hanging out for the party today, but we are celebrating you. I am celebrating you from here. Happy Gemini to all you Geminis listening. The energy is definitely picking up. I could feel it. I have to contain myself a tiny bit. I could already feel that. And I get very, very, what does my husband say? I don't know. He's learned over time that I have to circle back to the storyline to finish the end, you know? And I could tell the last few days specifically, he has definitely learned me because he knows, he definitely knows what I'm going to do next. And it's funny to watch. So I have a very hard time keeping my mouth shut as a mother. I don't know about you, but I definitely have an opinion. So I'm excited that we are in this Gemini season. And I'm also excited about Jupiter going into Gemini. And I was really reflecting back and actually looking back on some things during that cycle. Being with 1-2-listen.com, I have been here now, it's over 16 years. And so I was laughing about the years, you know, our last cycle for a couple years in a row. So we're gonna be in for some fun. There's no question about it. I definitely am excited about Jupiter coming into Gemini very soon. I think it's 4 more days. Who's counting? I love it because I'm thinking maybe I'll come out of my shell a little bit more as I once did. And I noticed some of that. So it may bring me out to you all more and more. I've been excited to be joining another brand or two, which will be coming down the pike this year. And for products for other people, not myself, but I am grateful to be a part of that. And somebody just mentioned to me, or I guess I read it, but somebody was talking about the Sagittarius full moon coming up at the end of the week. Actually, 2 more days, we're coming into that full moon. So I'm excited about that as well. And someone just told me that for Gemini energy, Terry, I'll dedicate my show to your birthday today. But Jim, happy birthday to you also. I had a schedule here. And all of you Geminis that are celebrating. Before I want to talk about this because I thought it was interesting. And of course, I'll try anything once. But I want to welcome you if you're listening for the first time. We're here on Facebook. I do know I have a new listener this morning, so I want to shout out and say thanks for being here. And also, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. You can tell my mind's all over the place this morning. I have high energy, so it's a little dangerous, but good for you guys. And I want to say that you are welcome to post anything at any time. I'm going to start circling back to conversation, but somebody told me if you put a moonstone in your mouth. There's an old wives' tale during the Gemini cycle, or I'm thinking full moon, new moon, where do we do it, right? I feel you put a moonstone in your mouth for luck and abundance. And I'm going, okay, great. Oh, this is for Jupiter in Gemini. This is for Sun in Gemini. Of course, I'm going to try anything, but don't swallow it, okay? But I said, hey, why not we try it all, right? So Maureen writes this morning, she says, Gemini season brings an abundance of pro. Here's praying that Gemini season brings an abundance of prosperity and luck and good health for this Libra. With a Gemini rising, you know it's going to be good for you. Now, I have my own thoughts. Oh, I love that your gardenias are opening, Nadine. I literally had a dozen open the same day, and that number 12 is so special. Obviously, we love it here. But I did have a dozen, and I was so grateful for that. So I've been tending to my flowers, and I'm actually painting a flower or flowers. And I want to know if anyone has a psychic hit on what they are. And I also want to know, and I want to share. If you do, I will send you a few minutes for the hotline, 1-2-listen.com. And I shouldn't even call it a hotline anymore because it's expanded and we've grown so very, very much. And we are definitely a place to come for solace, rest, affirmation, confirmation, validation, prediction, advice, guidance, comfort, support, healing, health, wellness. All of these amazing things that we can provide you with. And I'm just so grateful to be with you every day. And I truly am. And so I have a couple of announcements before we get going. I love the gardenias. They're my favorite. This is my very first one I'm tending to myself. I also have some jasmine, night blooming jasmine, day blooming jasmine, and my whole entire I don't even care. I probably am allergic to half of it, but I'm doing it anyway, and I absolutely love it. And Patricia said, just make moon water, no choking hazard. Yeah, that would be the better thing to do, I'm sure. Thank you for that. Michelle, I'm so happy you're here this morning, and I'm excited to pull a card for you as well. Everybody is excited about this moon energy. I do have to share coming back to. Let me go ahead and refresh. I have some fresh watermelon and cucumber water this morning. It's so refreshing and so good in this heat that we are experiencing early this year. Let me come in and let me come into the room. I've also been sharing some time with my mother and plan on visiting her as well, as I could tell. And I know many of you experienced this, and I have not. My father wasn't here long enough for any kind of, I'll call it mindlessness because I really don't understand it yet, or with her specifically. But she has definitely shown me some signs of, I don't know, creating her own stories. But apparently, I have been there twice recently and boarded the dogs with my best friend. And I'm definitely seeing signs of some dementia and stuff. So I'm going to go visit her very soon, I'm sure. And I'm trying to talk myself out of it in a jiffy, but I'm definitely going to do it. So. Well, I'll be excited to come to the Northeast sooner than expected, that's for sure. And let me see what's going on in the room. Anyone has a hit on anything that I'm painting? I'm super excited. And thank you for sharing your energy this morning too. I'm gonna come in. I cheated a little this morning and pulled a card for Terry. And I pulled the Ace of Pentacles and then the Ace of Cups fell out. And I love that because the Ace of Cups and the Ace of Pentacles are very new beginnings and bright new beginnings. And it feels like a very positive energy as we are now into not only the Gemini Sun energy. I know some of the planets are going to join, but Jupiter going into Gemini, I think it's a perfect start for a new beginning and a brand new cycle. Both financially and emotionally, which I absolutely love. So good for you, Terry. And I also hope you have an amazing year, okay? You know, Jupiter to my for myself, and I joke about this, but it was really true at one time. We realize that Jupiter brings abundance. I especially love it because it's coming through close to this full moon in Sag, which is of course Sagittarius, as Jupiter ruled. And you know, so to me, it kind of packs a good punch. But one of the things that I've realized about Jupiter, no matter what, is that it can be your best friend. But if you're not doing the right things, it can really enhance or expand or bring an abundance of other things that we may not want to experience. So if you're doing the right things, Jupiter can be your best friend. It can bring abundance, it can bring luck, it can bring money, it can bring wealth, it can bring gain. It brings babies, it brings a little extra weight, it brings anything in an abundant or maybe a larger amount. But it can also bring not, you know, if you're doing the wrong thing, if you're kind of carrying a grudge, if you're carrying something in your body, if you're maybe you eat a piece of cake and you can maybe gain a couple of more than an ounce or two, you know, go maybe a few ounces. It expands everything. I love, Maureen, that your Jupiter's in Gemini. I love it. I also love that it's, you have to, like for myself, I'm already having to be careful with what I'm saying, but it's not even here yet. But I could tell I have to be very careful because I just channel and speak at the same time and I don't connect it because it's coming from another place and a deeper level. And so I have to sometimes say, wait, what was that? And I, when, you know, there's a lot of being, I don't know about you, Terry, and Jim, if you feel misunderstood at times, you know, sometimes we really don't know. You know, speaking is our thing, writing is our thing, connection, networking. There's a lot of, but it's also a cover up for a depth of feeling or under compassion, or I think sometimes we're misunderstood because we do have a depth of feelings that people may not see because it's a very strong cover to be so busy, or it's a strong communication energy that maybe we're over talking or overthinking or overdoing or over participating or over networking and all of these other pieces of moving parts and puzzles. But the reality is, there is a big, deep, big, huge heart inside, I would say, that gets wounded easily. And it's more emotional than you think, you know, without to do or drama or anything else. I think one of the largest ways we're misunderstood is that we're just kind of moving on to the next thing. But that, in fact, is not true. And I do believe that we care so very much that people don't really realize it. And so there's a little bit of a a disconnect or a misconnect that happens because of that misunderstanding. So I would say, don't believe everything you hear and really go into knowing and understanding that that Gemini energy has a lot of feelings inside, okay? So I know we get a bad rap for being a little bit on the shallow side or running about or this and that and not stopping to smell the roses and whatnot, but that's absolutely false most of the time. All right, I'm going to come into the room and I am going to see who's with us. And I'm going to be looking for answers of my painting. Super excited, I could tell. When I start now, I don't always finish my work, my paintings, but I do. I know which ones I'm gonna finish as I start them, and I know which ones I'm not gonna finish, and that's the truth. And I have a box of unfinished work, and I have a box of very finished work and beautiful work. And so this painting I am gonna finish, so I'm super excited about it, and I'll share when I'm done. But I do want to know, let me see who's in the room, who's saying what. So far, I don't see the answer, but that's okay. I love your choices of flowers, everyone. All right, we're gonna keep it moving. So far, no answer, but that's okay. I'm definitely excited to share, and we'll just keep trying, okay? All right, now, let me see who is next here. Or let me see who I'm going to first, I should say. Laura, I am just in awe over what you're doing. I mean, she's working with her dog. I love that you're doing it. I'm so excited. She's doing the nose work. She's doing a nose work trial. I absolutely love what you're doing. I see all your little awards in your hands. Congratulations. I do not want to ignore that. I know it's a lot of effort and a lot of work, and I love it, okay? All right, let me see. Maureen asked me first. I'm coming to her, and I want to see. It's so interesting. I'm not... Michelle, you definitely spoke my flower. Thank you. Sunflowers, they are. And they're gorgeous, but they're yellow, but they're also pink and purple, very much blended. But thank you. I'll definitely send you those few minutes to connect. Excited about that. Good job. All right, hold on now. How do we visualize an answer when we're looking for one? Through our third eye, whether it be an internal impression or an external impression. And so some of this, what I try to do is blink a few times to see if I can get that answer, or if I'm looking or searching for one. Many, you know, most often the images come, they show up. I love the visual, and they don't happen all the time. There are phases of our work and phases through the year, depending on where the planets are, depending on where we are, depending on how, whatever the space is allowing for, we get our messages in millions of ways as human beings. And sometimes our vision is very present. You know, I love when it returns. I love when it's here. I don't think we can claim any one thing 365 days a year, because it shifts and it changes and it alters and it grows and it expands, and it's wonderful. And so when we look at our vision and we blink three times, sometimes that's the best answer, and then we see it right away. If you try this exercise, it will get stronger. If you practice it, it will make it better. Never perfect. Nothing is ever perfect in the spiritual realm. It's all a matter of energy. And so we just do what we align with, what resonates through us and with us. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It can be messages coming from four different places. We just don't know. Only the universe knows. Only our higher power knows. It is our connection to that that we bring it back to that strengthens everything we possess as humans. We didn't get here on our own. So that's what we connect to, okay? We bring it back to that. Now, Maureen, where are you? I'm coming to answer you. She says, so I was talking a little bit about Jupiter. She was talking about prosperity, luck, good health. I love the Sag and Gemini energy for all of this, right? And so because we have the full moon, it's very lucky. Also, it's a very blessed moon. It packs a punch. It's also a little snippy. So we have to be a little careful with what we say or how we feel, you know? I feel confident that there is growth coming for you. And I also believe, Maureen, now I was talking about Jupiter, about if we take a little too much risk, we want to pull it back. Anything we want to do too much of, maybe we miss the mark a little bit. This is, it's just my matter of psychic impression about it. I love to psychically interpret the planets. I'm not an astrologer, but this is my hunch over the years. With Jupiter, we don't want to overdo because we may miss something it wants to bring us. We don't want to do too much of any one thing because it may enhance that one thing that could turn out to be not so good. You know, when there's too much of something, it's too much of a good thing, we could say, or too much of an effort is also not a good thing. So we want to kind of sit back and see what it brings us without overemphasizing anything or because we could, too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing also. So we want to be careful about that. I always love the authenticity of what Jupiter can bring, because we don't, maybe for the first time, especially being a Gemini rising and Libra sun, I love that. We don't have to try too hard. It'll just come and flow through us, so it aligns us with something in a lucky way, you know? So if you're taking a shot at the casino, you don't want to take too much of a big shot. I don't know how else to say it. Let me just take a look. All right, hold on now. So I like for the planets to do their magic without us forcing anything, because most of the time, I'm not saying sit on your ass and eat bonbons either, but I'm saying just basically allow for an expansion. There is going to be an exchange for you. Really a lot of balance, I would say, Maureen, like where you're feeling good about things. And also, I know this is a little bit weird, but I think you're going to, now we talk about Gemini, we talk about the doubles, twos, pairs, twins, all of this stuff, right? It's really about the Lover's card if we think about it that way. There's a few Gemini cards that I can connect the dots on, but I love the fact that we get to choose. We get to choose vice or virtue. We get to choose right or left. We get to choose this opportunity or that opportunity, or this location or that location for a place to live in your place. You, in your circumstance, you may find a secondary area. There's something about this that's weirdly coming through. You may say, okay, well, we like it over here, but we also like it over there. And I do see a lot of adventure and travel coming too, but you're going to find a second place. Like It's almost like, well, maybe we can be here and can be there, or maybe we can choose here instead of there because it just works for everyone, or something like this, something totally out of the norm that is going to show you, or a different opportunity to travel, or a different location to visit where you all go together. There's something about this, ironically, that is coming through very strongly, okay? And I think the Gemini energy will support that long term. When I say long term, we have 13 months to have some fun and create more choices and more networking and more of a coming together. And I love that so much. Laura, I totally feel the expansion of you from it and everything else that it's bringing into your life. And you are the perfect example of why we should try something new. Because we never know, it's never limited to what we think it's going to be. I shouldn't say never. But there are moments in time when we are called to a path that pulls to us. It calls us so deeply. And we are called to a path or a journey about whatever it may be. And we can't say no. I go through this sometimes also, and I know many of us do. We don't understand the weight of what is coming. And I love that. And meaning the positive things that can come out of it and the growth and experiences that we have, the new people we meet. When we just take, sometimes it could be a matter of, and I'm using you for an example, this is a big journey for you, but really with Micah, but really you may not have expected everything that's coming along with. And those are the pleasant surprises that come with taking a new journey. When we're aligned with that energy, it is very, very good. Joni, I'm so glad you're experiencing the energy shift as well. I absolutely love that. Sharon, good morning to you. I see you also. I think we're definitely having some excitement. Michelle, let me pull a card for you while we're here. And you asked, and I'm just going to keep moving. C.A. Brooks, good morning to you also. CA will come on the top of the hour here on Everyday Astrology. I can't wait to hear what she has to say. All right, hold on now. Michelle, let me pull one card. Okay, speaking of, so the hermit energy is for you. So the hermit is really speaking of wisdom, speaking of teaching, learning, growing, truth. Really introspective, really totally looking at yourself and going, okay, what is it that calls me? What's going to turn my light on next? What kind of learning or experiences can I give to myself? Can I bring for myself? How do I learn and grow along the way? What's going to light my new path? Or what can I do? And it's not a selfish thing when I say this. It's also about travel. There is also something about the past coming through, but there's a lot of growth, wisdom, and learning through the growth, through the patterns that we put ourselves through. And so we start to learn lessons. We start to gain wisdom. We start to gain understanding. And I absolutely love the energy of the hermit because it tells us to go within. We don't need to get the, we have a connection from up, from above to below. We have this connection. And so it really does bring us to that place of learning. Maybe our information doesn't have to come from an outside source. Maybe we are growing it from within. And I absolutely love that. So I do feel the hermit is a very good thing for you. It's in sometimes the meditation and the silence that our manifestations, appear, or we know what path we're going to go on and the journeys that we take. You're just growing and learning, and I love it. And the hermit says it's okay to be about yourself or into yourself as far as being the hermit, sheltering yourself from others, maybe following the course of your own journey for a minute, or your higher power, of course. You have help from the entire universe, and I do love that. Also, I want to mention before, and I'll go ahead and post it when we're finished. I forgot to bring it with me today. I'm keeping it pretty small. I do have some openings for the next class. It's on June 6th at 1-2 Academy. It's about connecting the God dots. We are still through this day having so many unbelievable things occur. Just that tiny group, and I am going to keep it small and close it, but it's still open right now. And June 6th is a bit of time away, I know. So definitely look forward to it at 1-2 on 1-2 Academy at 6 p.m. Pacific. And I'm excited to do another round with you. So some amazing things have come out of our first group, and I'm looking forward to more. Okay. All right, guys, let me come in the room. I do not know why I'm missing some things. So I want to make sure we are celebrating Terry Campbell today. We are saying happy birthday to Patricia from yesterday. I see some comments that are not coming through to me, so I apologize if I'm not. Kat is with us this morning. She is 35 weeks. Congrats. Let's take a look. Let's take a peek at you. I'm glad you made it this morning. When we talk about the cycle, somebody said, "Oh God, in 2000." If you look back to 2012, 2013, what's ahead, over the next 13 months or so? You have a chance, no matter what cycle returns to you, because I've heard a little bit of this, this dread, or these feelings that we sometimes as humans contain, and bring out, especially in a world that's so, it's not very reassuring out there. We have to reassure what's inside, and that's why we deepen the connection that we have with the higher heart, a spirit, our spiritual lives. And it gives us strength and it empowers us. Somebody said, "Oh, I have so much power." Well, you have so much empowerment, it aligns and it's right. No matter where we seek it for ourselves, that's what works for you. That's what's good for you. That's where you leave it. And sometimes what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander, and vice versa. So we all have different views, and we respect each other, hopefully, by now. But the one thing that, hold on now, I'm coming in. The one thing that I really feel silly about are babies, because it's such a divine thing. It's one of those things where I go, okay, I mind my P's and Q's about it, definitely, because I feel like it's not my place when we start talking about this topic, although I have a lot of this topic happening right now. And I seem to smell when somebody's pregnant and I'm talking to them before they do. This is a big part of my journey. And when it gets to be a little later cat like yourself, I'm very cautious about what I say or do because, out of respect for what's happening. I do think you, are going. I don't know if they planned it or if you haven't planned your birth or not. I definitely feel like you're going to be okay. I do not feel no labor is like it. How many of you can say, my mother is the only freak of nature I know that says, oh, I had such an easy labor. It was like 9 minutes and I gained 9 pounds and everything was great, you know? I don't hear that ever in this real life, but except for her. So, I just want to tell you that I do think you're going to be fine. I also want you to be a little cautious about being in public. Keep yourself kind of to yourself now, because I just know there's a lot of little colds and sniffles out there, and we just want to make sure you stay healthy and happy and just moving along, getting ready for your birth. So that should be the big deal right now. I know it's hard to sit still when you're this pregnant because you want to just keep moving, moving, moving. But I noticed there are, our immune system can kind of take a little bit of a downturn because the baby's taken everything, and just guard against that a little bit. And everything else looks great. I'm super excited for this to come for your new baby. And I think sometimes it's good. Not to, I'm not trying to put you in any kind of fear. I just pick up on a little bit around you in that way. We don't want you to catch a cold or tis the season, you know. Any change of season, just kind of keep, like if you have an opportunity to go to to be where a lot of people are, don't do it. If you can help, just stay detached a little bit. I like kind of stay home and nest. I like that better. And I do hope that helps. All right, let's take a peek. Everything else is good. Nadine, let's take a peek at you. Happily. I could tell there's some water energy swirling in the air. Shell, you will never regret doing this for yourself. The time down, I just, the hermit, she said it really resonates. It's what she's doing. It's such a healthy thing to do. Absolutely. Any kind of course too, like if you get like a little online course or, just like any kind of learning and growth experiences, you're clearly on a spiritual journey, and that kind of thing. I love the hermit for that. Okay, let me move to Nadine now. You got it. Here we go. I see a lot of self-care going on, Nadine. And I love that. And I also feel like you're going to be taking not only self-care in your emotional body, things are getting more grounded. You're definitely going to be more grounded ahead, like meaning Oh, I love that. I love that your flowers are opening, but I feel more structure for some reason, the foundation, really rooted foundation, and like this is what I'm gathering. And I feel good about that. I also feel, I don't know what this is, but there is an Aries energy that's coming through very, very strong. A masculine energy, though, that is also going to play a part or a role into something that you're doing ahead. It could be even like self-care, like I'm picking up the dentist, I'm picking up the doctor, I'm picking up anything that you're doing that's physically good for yourself is very, very good right now. And also just tending to, when we go through periods of grief, it's not linear. There are so many layers and levels of it. And I do believe you're going to experience some of the, you come through the phases, what goes down must come up kind of thing. And then you start building from it. And we seem to rebuild as humans, not always, but for yourself, I see you rebuilding your foundation in some way, your personal foundation, your inner self, your foundation. All of these things are going to be building from the bottom or the inside out, and I feel really good about that for you. So you're going to be going through a turn here where even if you feel down or you're, if you get depressed, that's okay because we have to honor that. But then you come right back out of it and you're just building, building. But this Aries energy, there's something to do about it that is going to be a help. It's a helper energy. I don't know what this means. It could even be somebody you follow, like a man. He has something to say. He feels more masculine than feminine to me. But I like the groundedness of it and great advice like this, okay? Somebody who's gonna help you turn more of your lights on, let's say that, and it pick me up. But also, the more you focus on your self-care, the better your life is going to be. You don't need anybody's approval but your own right now. I feel that. And truth matters. Also, when we speak the truth, we have to be a little bit cautious. That foot in mouth, I have it, trust me. Foot and mouth disease sometimes. Take it slow when we're, but I do feel that. I feel organization. I feel law and order in your life. Just really, really good. When we go through periods of indecision or, well, grief, we become indecisive. We may become scared or maybe confused like this, then we follow it with a foundation, like a new structure of self, and that's what's happening. You're building yourself nicely, okay? Building up. I love that. And when you're speaking the truth, you just have to be a little cautious about how it's delivered. I feel that too. Okay. Sometimes we go through phases. We can't help but take things personally. I know we all do it. And then we realize that had nothing to do with us at all, like this. I feel a little bit of that. And when we're grieving, we really do, we tend to hide, but we also tend to take things a little more personally because that's what we're interpreting. We're sad. But you're coming out of this now. You're coming into a much more grounded phase. I do see some health step ups, okay, for your nutrition and health and your mouth, your teeth. I feel a little oral care like this. Updates, upgrades. I love it. Remember, any tiny thing we do attempt in the Jupiter cycle, if it's good for us, it'll be great for us. Any effort we make, we don't have to overemphasize the effort. I was looking at someone else. I'm sorry. Let me just come back in. I have an announcement to make. Jay, thank you so much for posting the class. I really appreciate it. I have so much joy from the last one. Some great things are continuing along. So it definitely is impactful along the way where manifesting is concerned and overall really connecting some dots for ourselves in different ways, you know? Some things happen unexpectedly following it it was a blessing for sure. Okay, let me just see something here. Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and noon Eastern time for the full moon, I am going to be spending the hour, which I'm so excited about, with Jay and Raven. And on Backstage Pass, I'm super, super looking forward to it. We've done it once before. I'm so excited to return. I love that we'll be talking about that Gemini, that Jupiter and Gemini and the Gemini energy. And can't wait for it. Okay. So I hope you all can tune in. I also want to say good morning to Kay Dragon, who is also one to listen psychic advisor. She really puts it out there. I'm going to say this about K. The hermit energy of K, because of the Virgo energy, because of the healing she has been able to do for herself with the help, I'm sure, of a higher power, but whatever it may be, she has magic, you know? And so I've seen her do some incredible things and her daughter pull through some incredible things. So she emphasizes that energy as well that we're talking about it today. And Kay, thanks for being with us. Super excited. Let me see who's next here. I feel like I missed someone. When we look at the Emperor energy, if we think about putting 2 feet off firmly on the floor, you know, Nadine, that's what I feel like you're gonna do. So it's almost like taking charge, taking control, and I love that so much. And foot in mouth, she says. I'm actually laughing because every single one of my family members have tried to reach me this morning during our time. So it is, my mother's the only one who has an excuse to forget anything, but it is kind of funny. And you would think after this number of years, everyone would remember. But again, everybody's living their own life. Everyone is really focused on what they can do to make their lives better. And I believe collectively we can try to help each other. There's no doubt. But also, I feel really confident about, hold on now, I'm trying to find you guys. I lost you there for a minute. I feel confident about reaching out and trying to help each other as well, you know? Oh, all right. Terry, I love you too. I'm so excited for your year. I'm actually more excited for yours than my own. Believe me when I say that. I am waiting to see you. I have anticipation, positive anticipation for you. So much. All right, let's take a peek here. You could tell I have to circle back to some conversation now and complete my sentences. It does make it more fun, though. Come on, we have to admit it. Somebody's next on my list over here, and I can't remember who. So there's my memory going. Tara, you know, I saw your question and I'm trying to find you, but I will answer it. Facebook bleeped me out of you guys for a minute. Okay. So I'm getting a number 9 today. And I truly believe I don't feel like it's exactly time yet. I do feel like it's going to happen. And I feel like it's gonna come as, oh, any messages about my home? I do feel like you're supposed, how can I make it feel like home? Oh gosh, do I know that? So, little touches, Tara. You're staying there for a little while, but then something amazing will occur that you'll know it's not time yet to move. So, you know, I like to change the bedding first if. Because it gives me like something, I know this sounds silly, but simple things. Change is really good. I feel like you have some anxiety right now, and I understand it. And you definitely, you know, you're gonna stay put for a minute, but then something will come. I do believe that when we get over our space, it is so difficult. And I really truly know what that feeling is like. I think the bedding, like changing your space where you sleep to have something to look forward to at the end of the day and have comfort, is one of the most important things we could provide for ourselves. And I would start there. Flowers, fresh flowers, making sure it's clean, it's, you know, and I have a messy spot too. I allow myself a messy place to paint, to create, to do my puzzles. I do have, and you need that. And well, you have kids, so you probably still have this anyway. But you know, even in adult life, I have to have a messy corner. I think it's my Virgo rebellion because I don't want to be like neat. And you know, neat sometimes could be good, I guess, for organization, but it's boring. So I'd say be messy. Jupiter and Gemini will let you all be a little messier. Somebody says, "Can what can I expect?" Choices, make good choices, everyone, because you know, Jupiter doesn't really play. I know you all must have heard, I'm sure you listened to Mark Husson yesterday. Wait, what's today? Yeah, yesterday. I'm losing my days. You know, all of the astrologers have so much to say about it, but I feel like we have to respect Jupiter as equal to the other, some of the more firm or more teaching planets like Saturn, like the fogginess of Neptune. Like, if we respect the planet, nothing but great things, you know, are intended for us. And in humanness in our lives, we don't know what's overriding something else. And that's why you need the astrologers to really guide you. And of course, as an intuitive, I love helping you any way I can. Now, I feel like I'm missing someone. I actually know I am. Charlene, it was you. You're on my brain. I'm definitely going to come and talk to you next week. I'm running out of time. But honestly, I'm pulling the Queen of Pentacles for you. And I love that too. That's like also getting reminder to get outdoors. The more outdoors you are, believe it or not, the more you're gonna contribute to yourself, nourish yourself, nurture yourself. And also, it's a very fertile place for your growth and creating more magic around money and income and abundance. It's a very abundant card, which we want to share with everyone right now. The sun going from Taurus to Gemini, we're in that Gemini time. It's like that late Taurus energy. That's where Jupiter is right now. It's from Taurus to Gemini. It's so amazing. I am very excited about that for you. Okay. So speaking of a warm blanket, that's what it reminds me of, tending to your own ground. I love that. And, you know, pulling the weeds out of your garden so things can grow and definitely nourish you along the way. Okay, everyone, it's time for me to shut my mouth. I am so excited to come back to you on Thursday with Jay and Raven at 9 a.m. Pacific. I can't wait to talk. I'm so excited to be with you over at 12listen.com. I'm going to have a lot more to say about this energy. I have a smile I cannot remove from my face, but with reason and being realistic, staying practical, grounded, we have to do that no matter what day or time, right? So I'm looking forward to connecting. Michelle, I'll send you those minutes. Thank you for entering our little flower painting contest. And Jay, thank you for being our producer. Everyone, please stay tuned for the amazing CA Brooks coming up next at the top of the hour in just a few moments. You'll love her. And I'll see you all next week. Happy full moon, everyone. Enjoy.